Maybe we get started. I know it's a very long way from somewhere from the hall, but I don't want you to have no chance to ask questions. We are not even sure yet if everybody will present, but from the five presenters, we have only one, no, it's one, two, three, four. Five. Yeah, from the five presenters, at the moment we only have three here, and one file is still missing, but we'll see. So my name is Dr. Barbara Pose. I'm replacing Thomas Valente, who was supposed to moderate, but I was asked to take this role, so he seems not to be available. I'm the second presenter as well, I'm safe for now. The session is health communication, behavior change communication, and the first presentation will be from Mr. Harold Rugama. He's the regional manager of the influenza project in Nicaragua, and he's working for CARE Central America. So we are actually colleagues. I'm working for CARE Ethiopia. So, maybe we just get going so people have a chance after the presentation to ask some questions. You're welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I want to present our experience about building partnership for avian influenza preparedness in Nicaragua. My name is Harold Rugama. The following personal financial relationship with commercial interests relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months, no relationship. The learning objective for this presentation is to understand model of national advocacy that build cross-sectoral coalition for comprehensive preparedness planning and communication. Infectious diseases are emerging and re-emerging at an unprecedented rate and spreading more rapidly due to increased mobility among world population. We can see FI1. In this zone, emerging influenza viruses are of particular concern because of the rapid spread of highly pathogenic avian influenza in the past 5 years. While we cannot predict the timing of next pandemic, scientific evidence and historical trend indicate another influenza pandemic is certain. And though we cannot predict the severity of the next pandemic, we know that it will disproportionately impact the world poor and create setback to hard-won gains in long-term development. Mitigating excess mortality and reducing economic and social impact of an emergency of this scale demand a proactive and multi-sector preparedness approach. Preparing for public health emergencies should look beyond the rapid execution of response strategy and encompass a range of activities that address prevention, mitigation, and rehabilitation. Though there is no avian influenza in Latin America, in 2005, we at CARE recognized the importance of preparing for a pandemic and that the government, NGO and private sector were not doing enough to prepare. A comprehensive national plan is necessary to mitigate loss of life and livelihood. National and subnational government systems are often the focus on preparedness effort. However, building the resilience of community to prevent, respond, and recover from disease outbreak or other public health emergencies is an equally important priority. Consequently, Collaboration between private sector, government, and NGO actors is important to create local, comprehensive, and actionable plans at all levels. Increasingly, the critical role of NGO and community-based organizations in preparing effort is being recognized. NGO typically have a long-term presence in communities and are often the first responder during an emergency. In 2005, CARE Nicaragua had a simple goal: to develop contingency and preparedness plans to ensure staff safety and operational continuity during a pandemic. As CARE Nicaragua become more engaged with this process, we realize our scope should be broader. Without government collaboration and integrated national preparedness plan, organizational level preparedness plan would fail to mitigate the consequence of a pandemic. Back, please. Back. Okay. Yeah. Our process have 5 steps. Step 1, creating champion from preparedness and developing the message. First, the country office appointed an avian pandemic influenza point person. CARE headquarters provide easy-to-use resources for the point people, such FAQs and PowerPoint presentation. CARE headquarters also began to share the programmatic learning coming from Asia and some of other country offices' best pandemic preparedness plan, building a cadre of educate staff across the organization that could effectively change build preparedness effort in their country. CARE Nicaragua identified a point person responsible for building technical capacity for avian influenza and pandemic preparedness. The point person began by adapting and sharing the presentation and resources from CARE headquarters, translating into Spanish and raising awareness among CARE Nicaragua staff and another CARE office in Central America. An internal working group was created, which includes the country program director, staff from programs, emergency, and support units to discuss the potential impact of both avian influenza and pandemic influenza to CARE Works. The working group used a participatory planning process to create strategies, policies, and plans for 2 contingencies. That avian influenza outbreak in poultry began to occur in Nicaragua, or that a pandemic influenza affected the globe. This process continued to build CARE expertise in pandemic preparedness while streamlining a strategy into framework of goal, objective, and desired outputs. The framework outlined the need to promote collaboration among society, government, and NGO for development of a national preparedness and response plans that will protect the most vulnerable communities. This is our plan part. CARE knew that one NGO advocating for preparedness would not to be able to achieve the same results as a coalition with one message. CARE Nicaragua worked to build a strategic partnership in existing relationship that could provide access to relevant government minister. They identify NICA Salud, a network of 28 health and emergency NGOs, including CARE, as a potential partner to promote national preparedness planning. care, then request time to present to NICA Salud information on care work and avian influenza in Asia. The first presentation was the catalyst for further meeting in which care offered technical support in emergency preparedness and training opportunities to NICA Salud member while advocating for the creation and strengthening of national preparedness plan. Tapping into the wider network of NICA Salud allowed care to increase the visibility and credibility of the message. Partnership can often increase the credibility of one message, and care will not have been successful in reaching out to the government if we had not worked in coalition with NICA Salud Network. CARE organized a meeting with the Minister of Health, Minister of Agriculture, NGOs, the media, and the government network of emergency response agencies known as SINAPRED to discuss how they could strengthen existing national preparedness effort. The discussion revealed that implementing an early warning and surveillance system was hindered by an uncoordinated communication strategy which failed to inform communities about the risk or prevention and control policies. In September 2006, with the financial and technical support of USAID, through the consulting firm Lynx Media and the co-facilitation of care staff, NICA Salud, and technicians from SINAPRED, there were three workshops directed to following audience. The first workshop was for NGO members of the NICA Salud Network and was titled The Role of NGO Before the Avian Influenza Threat. The second workshop was with journalists and media members to explain the importance of correct communication. The third workshop was with government institutions. It was crucial because it brought together different ministries. This workshop revealed the need to unify message and create a national communication plan. As a result of this workshop, a single communication plan was developed and jointly adopted with all organizations and government ministers involved. This process was successful because it worked with the framework of the existing Minister of Health strategy. It aligned goals and objectives for all stakeholders and consolidated funding and resources. A series for AI communication material were developed by media company Lynx Media, which were verified at the community level through the outreach of NICA Salud organization. NICA Salud also provide technical support and established coverage to implement the Minister of Agriculture multimedia education campaign consisting of poster, brochure, and national radio spot. Here are examples of the some of the community material and the people meeting to form communication strategy. Step four was collaborative emergency preparedness planning. CARE worked with NICA Salud 5 regional technical working group to produce preparedness plan that were coordinated at the regional level. Through a series of workshops attended by NICA Salud and government representative, CARE guide NICA Salud member organization through the step of CARE emergency preparedness planning process to develop individual plans that were tailored for regional coverage and capacity. Agencies within a region would integrate plan and share resources in order to maximize their response and meet the needs of at-risk communities during an outbreak. Besides being a credible messenger, CARE was able to work closely with the network of NGO and government and be an effective chain agent because CARE Nicaragua had relevant skill and experience in emergency preparedness planning to share. As well as integrating into national emergency response team, CARE Nicaragua is currently developing its own regional capacity to respond to avian and pandemic influenza. Regional funds from CARE were used to allow the CARE Nicaragua AI point person to attend a regional AI forum in Thailand. As a result, the AI point person facilitate workshop in Guatemala and El Salvador to share lessons learned for experiences in Asia. Develop term or reference for a CARE regional rapid response team and advocate for a unified communication strategy across Central America. CARE Nicaragua is creating the environment to support such initiative by sensitizing regional government and encouraging regional preparedness planning that emphasizes proactive mitigation and risk reduction strategy. Through demonstrating the benefits of participation and collaboration, NICA Salud executive team saw the need to extend the role of the network within national response effort. NICA Salud actively advocate for the inclusion of CARE within the national response team and sponsor CARE AI point person to participate in the national training workshop. Later on, with the technical and financial support from CDC and facilitator team with members from CARE, NICA Salud, and Minister of Health have formed in training 5 outbreak rapid response team in 5 provinces of Nicaragua and the health personnel in over 6 townships, reaching a total number of 369 people training. In 2008, CARE implemented a new project with the Minister of Health to improve influenza surveillance in Sin Township, training 650 community health volunteers in avian and pandemic influenza and community-based surveillance. To conclude my presentation, I want to summarize a few points. NGO advocacy and engagement led to joint preparedness effort with the government and unified communication strategy. NGO and government are still working together for preparedness planning with government leading the effort. CARE is recognized as an NGO with knowledge and technical expertise in this area and is a partner of choice. We are now working to improve pandemic preparedness in additional countries in Central America. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Harold. I think, let me ask first, has any of the 2 missing presenters arrived? Okay, maybe you can join us. I think I allow 2 questions, and then we will see if there are more questions if the last presentation is going to be given or not. Anybody questions for Harold? I don't see a mic for you, so I think you just shout.
Behavioral issues that your intervention was addressing, and how did you measure success in achieving behavior change?
I think was to integrate all the organization in one structure, in one, because if we go to the government alone, the government, the
some lessons learned from Asia. Basically, Indonesia has struggled in modifying certain behaviors, like putting birds together, people washing hands, yeah. Things like that. What were the things that you addressed? For instance, this year, Indonesia has more cases than Vietnam, overtook Vietnam. So what are the issues that you address in order to effectively prevent?
It's right now we don't have an issue for behavior change in the campaign. Because you can find plus